Kof Aleph Adar Rishon, Tuesday the 1st of March, Rabbi Chaim Fachler, the Halacha and Medicine Partnership between Hashem and Am Yisrael.
My name is Chaim Fachler, and I live in Netanya, Eretz Yisrael, and I work at the Maimon Yeshua Medical Center. There's a very famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Parshas Ekev. The pasuk there says, V'yato, Chamishim Pashat, and now, Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyal Mimoch, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from you? Ki'im normally implies something mavakach. All he wants is, then the pasuk says, Ki'im, le'yiras Hashem elokecha, le'lechas b'chol derochav, la'avo oisai, la'avo et Hashem elokecha b'chol levav. It's a whole long list, and it's quite a heavy list. All Mefarshim asks this very famous question. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says a beautiful word. He says, Ki'im li'yores Hashem elokecha. What we don't know scares us. The fear of the unknown. It's a very natural reaction to, you see a dog in the street, you don't know whether it's a friendly dog or an unfriendly dog, so you step back a bit. You see a person you don't know, you're walking out, and today people, especially in Israel, it's a daigo, who you're facing. Is it friend or foe? What you don't know scares you. Or Chaim HaKadosh says, that is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Ki im yores Hashem Elokecha. All you have to do is be scared because you don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your first interaction, your first connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something unknown, so you don't know. So you're scared. That's easy. That's the easy part. That's a natural reaction. So what happens when you're scared? You're careful. So the leches b'chol derochov is actually the next stage. Because you don't know Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not sure whether he's scary or friendly. So you do what you're told. The leches b'chol derochov. Says, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and the more you go b'chol derochov, the more you recognize him, the more you come to know and accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the next stage is lava oisa. You have nothing but to do but to love him. So it's not a list of things that you have to do. Elo, it's a progression. It's a beautiful Or HaChaim HaKadosh. I bring that because some time ago I organized a medical conference of surgeons in Eretz Yisrael, but there were some surgeons, orthopedic surgeons and general surgeons. It was to advertise the surgery and orthopedic department. And because it was in English, because some of the chevra that came were from Choslaret, so we did it in English. And so, as part of the PR, they said to me, Chaim, you give the opening remarks. Now, I've given Divrei Torah, I've given Shiurim, I've never spoken to a lecture hall of 120 top surgeons. Some of them weren't even Jewish, but many of them were not religious. And I didn't know what to say. And it was Tum Parshas Ekev. So I used this word as my introduction. And I said to them, according to the way we understand this pasuk, to get to Ahavas Hashem, for me, I have to work hard. I have to lechet b'chol derochov. I have to study, I have to learn, I have to really make a big effort. But you, I'm jealous of. Every day of your career, you're doing surgery. You're doing orthopedic surgery. You see the ness of the Bria. You see that in every body, in every human body, every single limb, every single blood vessel, every single artery, every single everything has a place. Because you're fixing it. And you've studied so many years, you know exactly what. So for you not to get to Ahavas Hashem like that, it would be a pallor. And I'm jealous of you. On a personal note, a rabbi has a microphone, it's difficult for him to put it down. So I thought, and everybody liked what I was saying, they're all smiling. I thought, oh, I'm on a roll here. So I said, and now I want to add something else. From a patient's point of view, from a customer. The fear of the unknown. When we are facing the doctor about to have some sort of medical procedure, we're scared. So give us a bit of time. Give us a few words of reassurance. I noticed their faces went from smiling to stern. They didn't like getting any musa, especially not from a non-medical professional. So anyway, so I introduced the first guest speaker, who was a major professor from Switzerland. So anyway, while we're in Parshas Akev, I hope they won't get into my time later. The beginning of this week's Parsha, Vayakel. The very first pasuk in the Torah of Yakel says, Vayakel Moshe es kodas bnei Yisrael v'yemalehem, ele dvorim sh'esvor Hashem la'asos eisa. Says Rashi, Vayakel Moshe l'mocharas yom ha-kippurim, k'sheyorad min ha'or. This is the following, the day after Yom Kippur, because he came down from Har Sinai. And this is when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the mitzvah to do Vayakel Moshe. And that's when he started giving all of the mitzvahs of the Mishkan. So historically, we're talking about the day after Yom Kippur, Rashi explains, because if you remember, we just learned Parshas Kisisa last week, and there we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu actually went three times up to the Har. The first time to get the original Luchos HaBris, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't give them to Bnei Yisrael because of the Egel Azov, so he broke them. He went back up for another 40 days and 40 nights to get forgiveness. L'chatzis es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, for the third time, Rosh Chodesh Elul, he was told, come back up, make two more tablets, and come up. And he was there for 40 days, and he came down with the second set of tablets on Yom Kippur. And the Tziv talks about this a lot, and he mentions that Yom Kippur is a bit like a Simchas Torah, because that's actually the day we got the Torah. We didn't get the Torah on Sivan, in Sivuos. We got it on Yom Kippur. Rashi Yitaka says, when did this whole thing start? Straight after we got the Torah, straight away was the Hilchos of the Mishkan. This was the Mocharas Yom HaKippurim. That's Rashi on this week's Parsha. In Parsha's Akev, Rashi also refers to that. And he says as follows. The apostle says, Bo'eis ha'hi amar Hashem elai, very much like in Parshas Kisiso, and you have to really learn both Akev and Kisiso to understand the historical scheduling. Says Rashi, "L'soif arbiim yom nisrat zeloi, v'amaloi v'amali psol l'cho." Okay, he then carries on and says as follows. Of course, that's the wrong Rashi. I knew this would happen. No. Basically, it says Rashi. I just saw it this morning when I came to Davin. Very, very choshev Rashi. Here. V'estav v'lefne Hashem k'yishonim v'mishonim. There's a few psukim beforehand. In Parshas Ekev, Posuk, Yudches, and Perek Tes. Nimtzu kalim yom ha-kippurim. So I just said, these 40 days, the last and third 40 days, finish Yom Kippur. Boi b'yom nitzratzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael b'simcho. Because Taka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually, not only didn't destroy them, he said, okay, come up again, make the second tablet so I can give the Torah sof-sof to Bnei Israel. Listen carefully. Nimzu kalim, asay osa od arbeim yoim. Nimzu kalim b'yom Kippur, in the third 40 day, finishing Yom Kippur. Boy b'yom nisratzei Kodesh Baruch Hu liYisrael b'simcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu was already friendly and close to the Bnei Israel b'simcha. Va'omar loy leMoshe solachti kitvorecho. And he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Solachti kitvorecho. No, he didn't. Where does he say Solachti kitvorecho?
Meraglim.
Paladek Rashi. So you have a week to find out what it was all about. Solachti, he did not say Solachti kitvorecho after the Egel Azov. He said it by the Meraglim on Tisha B'Av. He did not say it here at all in Yom Kippur. So I've seen some Rashis. They have inverted commas with a quote from the Pasuk, and some don't. So it might just be like a phrase. But Rashi says, V'omar lo yisolachti kitvorecho, and he didn't say it. It's a peleploy. I've seen the Mizrahi try to give it. When I first saw this, I thought to myself, it has to be a misprint. Anyway, it's a good homework for you guys. Okay, back to our topic. The Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, which I saw in this very Choshev HaSefer by Nachshoni, he says as follows. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the power of healing. When an antibiotic is given for a machalo, for something wrong medically wise, we see it works, but we don't know why it works. We can see how it works. We don't know why it works. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he created machla, he created refuah, he created everything. We, our part of the partnership is to discover the secrets of everything. The secrets of science, the secrets of gravity, the secrets of everything, so that we can live our lives. And one of the things, says the Chassam Sofer, Rafur is no different. This is the basic yisod of understanding the whole Indian of machlo and rafur, of sickness and health and rafur, of finding the right way to treat, finding what to do. I'll give you an example. There are two types of medication you can give somebody. There's an antibiotic, or to the biggest extreme, radiation or chemotherapy, which destroys cells you don't want to be there. Unfortunately, it destroys other things as well. You've got a vaccine, which is very different, because the vaccine trains the body to overcome itself, the machala. It's like bringing in reinforcements. You're not destroying the wrong part. You're not taking away the machalo. You're not doing it yourself. You are training your body to fight it in its own way. I just now heard that last week in Eretz Yisrael, they've discovered a new system of fighting leukemia davka, blood cancer, by again putting into the body certain enzymes and certain medical materials that will reinforce the antibodies that know how to fight the leukemia cancer, as opposed to radiation and chemotherapy, which tries to locate the problem and destroy it, but as we know, it can also cause many other problems because it doesn't really always identify what it needs to do and whatnot. So this whole concept of treating our body, there are various ways of doing it, and they're all there, because Baruch Hu created it all. It's us to discover our partnership in the world. In many ways, is we were partners of Kodesh Baruch Hu with Kodesh HaChodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Chagim, and we decide when. We work together, kivyochel, right? In medicine, it's even more pronounced because you can see it on a daily basis. There's a case also this week or yesterday, before yesterday, of another Choshev young lady who was nifter from. They called it the swine flu for some reason. The one who was nifted about a month and a half ago was actually a distant relative from my brother-in-law's sister-in-law. And they weren't taking the vaccines. Either they weren't enough or they didn't realize it was so important. Because what was giving us Kalim tools to fight and to control and to cure. And it's our duty is to, if it's not dangerous for yourself, to take it. And that's what the vaccine does. The vaccine is actually introducing something poisonous, something which could destroy, has the power to destroy. A bit like, if you go into philosophy, put a bit of Yetzer Hara to work it out. But then, if you have a bit of Yetzer Hara and you get the Yetzer Tov to strengthen it, then you're able to counteract that as well. Another example I'll give you of how the body itself knows what's best for it. In my Neshua, for example, we have the lowest percentage in Eretz Yisrael, possibly in the modern world, of C-section procedures to have a baby. A C-section, a cesarean section, instead of the normal way, it comes out through the stomach. Usually, and initially it was done because there was a danger in allowing full term and the birth to be done naturally, because the baby was positioned wrong, that the fetus is positioned wrong, or the mother has something wrong. That is why the C-section was discovered, invented, and is used. It became so popular, it's now used for convenience. Somebody wants to have a baby on the 1st of 2011, says, my birthday is 1111. And they do it all over the world, they do it, and they make a lot of money on it. In my Yeshua, we have a shita, if there's no reason to do it, other than very medically, you don't do it. So we have the lowest percentage of C-sections. It's now been discovered that research done both in Israel and in Chutz La'aretz, in America, they've discovered that tissues that the mother's body creates during pregnancy, especially in the last couple of months, protects the fetus as it comes out, and so that in 30 and 40 years' time, they are having fewer medical issues than children born through a C-section. This isn't high-tech, this is pure biology. So what do? Even in the few cases that we do a C-section, we bathe the baby in the same tissues from the mother's body, obviously it's externally now, to give that baby that tissue bath in order to protect it in later years, and we're already seeing results from it. So when you approach the whole thing of Rafua as a miracle, as a ness, and we are only shlichim, we're only... We're partners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, I'm not a doctor, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the doctors the ability to know how to, even without understanding why, this is what our chiyuv is, this is what our obligation is, to discover as much as possible in order to both prevent and to cure. There's Okay, we'll go straight into the Pesukim. There's two very famous Pesukim in Shmois, and in the way we're still in Shmois now. The first Pesuk in Basit B'Shalach, straight after the Kriyas Yamsuf, famous Pesuk, you all know it by heart. We say it also in the Haggadah. Oh, very good, you already guessed what I'm saying. Right. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, sorry, that's why it's not there. Right. So straight after the Shira, they come to Vayasa Moshe, Sosom Yam Suv, Yesom Yam Shuv. They were in the 3 days without water. It's a whole Andra Meisa. They came tomorrow. They couldn't drink. The water was bitter. And the people complained. They're Jewish. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe shouted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, take a tree, which turned out actually to be bitter as well, according to Moshe Foshim. It's another miracle how the bitter tree made bitter water sweet. It's a whole, Rosh Hashanah goes into that very nicely, but I'll come to that in a second. And then he says, V'yomer, after the waters were sweetened, and Sham Sam Loi Chayke Mishpat V'Sham Nisau. Also, you have to understand what that means. Says the pasuk, "Vayome im Shomea Tishma L'Kol Hashem Elokecha." If you listen to the word of Hashem, "Vayosho Be'Einov Ta'aseh," and you do the right thing. It's not enough to do the mitzvahs; you have to do it properly, and you have to be seen to be a righteous person. That's the whole hakdama of the Tzivon Sefer Bereishis. "Vahazanto L'Mitzvah Yisov," you listen to his mitzvahs. "V'Shomato Kol Chukov," and you fulfill all his chukov. "Kol Amachlo Asher Samti V'Mitzrayim Loi Osim Olecho Ki Ani Hashem Roifecho." All the machalo. Now, we didn't know there were machalos. We thought there were plagues. Suddenly, all these plagues that afflicted the Egyptians are now referred to as machalo, which also opens our eyes a bit. "Kol Amachlo Asher Samti V'Mitzrayim Loi Osim Olecho." Whatever I did to them, you're going to stay healthy. You will have no machalo. Forget makas. You'll have no machalo. Ki ani Hashem roifecho. If there's no machalo, who needs a doctor? It's not my question. Everybody asks that. And Shimon. Everybody asks that. Elavos, the best doctor prevents machalo. The best doctor prevents machalo. We should be our best doctors. If we listen to what our doctors are saying, if we're listening to the instructions, then we can avoid machalo. We can avoid sickness by leading a healthy life, by eating healthily, which I don't listen to. We have the koyach. We have a way of preventing machalo. But the Shbocho is roifecho bos machilasis. He's everything. And he is telling us all the time, listen to me and you won't be sick. "Im Shomaya Tishma Bakit Kol Hashem Elokecha V'Hayosho Be'Einov Ta'aseh V'Hazanto L'Mitzvah Yisov V'Shomato Kol Chuko Kol Amachlo Asher Samti Mitzrayim Lo Asem Elecha Ki Ani Hashem Refecha." Listen to me and you won't get sick. If Cholila you do get sick, okay, let me go to stage two. The other possibly more famous pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim, just by Sheni. Somebody hits somebody else, and he's getting up, not getting up. And then it says, "Im yokum yisalech b'chutz." He didn't give him such a knack. He was able to get up and walk outside. "V'nikah makeh." The makeh was. By the way, the body does, you see, wounds. The body heals itself. The body has an amazing, amazing power of healing itself. And the less doctors get involved, the better. But there were statistics. There was a surgeon strike in the UK about 25, 30 years ago. And it was a long strike. It was like for 4.5 weeks. And the number of mortalities in hospitals went down drastically. Anyway, "Rak shivto yitein, v'rapo yirape." What is v'rapo yirape? Says the Gemara, "Mikan nitan reshus l'roife l'rapos." Shimon Weingarten, Shlita, when his late father was in hospital, around the time that my brother was also sick, he said to me, "I go to the hospital, and this doctor is telling me, you know, he's had a good innings." Rav Shimon said, "Mikan nitan roshus l'roife l'rapois." Not lebater. A doctor doesn't have roshus. Elo l'rapois. But he needs a roshus. Because you could easily say, one second, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the man, created the world, created machalo, we've just seen that. He created everything. He also has the four. What do we do? How can we dabble in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's creation? We can help. We can prevent. But to heal? So the Gemara, yes. From here we see it is our duty to heal. It's an obligation to heal. But the Roshus is Lechapos, or anything else. So if we take the first part of what I was talking about to this part, you can see very clearly that this partnership is very strong. The Klosenberger Rebbe, Zichron Livracha, once said, what is the pshat in the Gemara, I've forgotten where it is, of Toiv Shabaraifim Lagehinnom? If the best doctors, their place is Gehinnom, so what about the regular? He says, no. If a doctor thinks he is the best doctor, he doesn't consult, he doesn't keep up with his studies, he doesn't keep up with what's going on, he doesn't see what's been invented, new discoveries, he doesn't bother checking on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim v'niflois, because he thinks he is Cholila v'chas God. That's what we're going to get. When a doctor realizes his place and understands the schus he has of being a full part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then nitan roshus l'roife l'rapos. I'm going to give you an example of a question that's a topical and a practical question. There's a very, very, very choshev rov, Rabbi Zilberstein, who lives in Bnei Brak, around the corner from Mayan Yeshua, gives a shiur on a regular basis in the hospital. 80, 90, 100 people come. And it's all about halacha and medicine. And there's a sefer that was brought out, a translation by Dr. Fred Rosner, which Mayan Yeshua has published. Some amazing, amazing questions. And here's a typical question from the sefer. A doctor, a trained doctor, but also he did the Israeli army. A frum doctor did the army, so he's a young, good, strong fellow, but he's also a doctor, or vice versa. He did army service in Israel. He hears a noise outside his window. And he gets to the window and he sees on the street a terrorist knifing a civilian. The terrorist then continues running towards a shop a few yards down the street. The doctor rushes out and is about to chase after the terrorist where he sees the civilian lying in a pool of blood on the street. What does he do? What does he do? It's a horrible question. But it happens. It happened and it happens. Does he prevent this terrorist from possibly killing or maiming a dozen others in a shop where there are no guards and there's nobody armed? Or does he treat the patient in front of him? Gesundheit. See, Gesundheit, we're talking about Gesundheit, very good. So very briefly, Dr. Rothschild, the founder of Mayan Yeshua, brought this question from the Sefer, and he asked it in one of the forms that he was speaking at, and he brought a proof from Churchill. Schlitter, was that? In the Second World War, the Enigma code was decoded by the British, not the Americans, the British. And they've discovered that Coventry was about to be bombed. And had they protected Coventry, the Germans would have found out that they knew the code and they would have changed the rest of their plans. And with the code, and Siyata Dishmaya obviously, a lot of it, Britain was able to win the war. And Churchill was very scared that if he protected Coventry, they would lose that advantage and maybe the war would go on for years and hundreds, if not thousands of millions or more people would die. So he sacrificed the residents of Coventry and didn't let on that he knew the code. The halacha is nitazel. The halacha is that a wounded person, injured person in front of you, you have to treat. You have to treat. Some claim, and the visitors talk, he didn't say straight away, he goes into quite detail, it's worth looking it up, that if you know for a fact that there are many, many more people out there that are also injured already, then maybe Rabim is more important than the Yochid. But that's a different question. Okay, I see my time is up. I just want to let you know that it's I've touched the top of the tip of an iceberg here. But it's a fascinating, I didn't talk about mental health, and there's an Ibn Ezra on also the Parsh on the Kulamachlo, talking about the importance of mental health, mind over matter. It's an amazing thing. The Ibn Ezra, we're talking about it a few years ago. And he says, Refuas HaNefesh comes before Refuas HaGuf. You can be very sick, but if your mind is good and healthy, you can overcome that. And Fakir, it's the other way around, you can be very healthy physically, and your mind can shatter your entire being. This whole concept has to be done al pi halacha properly with the proper v'chashanim and achronim and the of the Rabbi Shimon today. And Baruch Hashem, you have the source of the interruption.